Het kostte de band behoorlijk wat tijd, eigenlijk tot album nummer 3, om onder de knie te krijgen hoe je een mensenmassa kunt entertainen.
It takes a while to get used to those big stages. Yeah, I don't think any band can really do it until they've done quite a few records.
When the time comes that you're no longer here, fall down to my knees, begin my nightmare. Words spill from my drunken mouth, I just can't keep them all in. I keep on with the racing rats and do my best to win.
You are performing, you know. People are there to be entertained. They want to hear your songs, and I guess we just kind of lightened up a bit and understood that a little bit more.
Ze leren dat van R.E.M. Editors verzorgden hun voorprogramma in 2008 en zagen een band die ze intens bewonderen het publiek bespelen.
You know, 2008 or 9 we toured with R.E.M. and watching, you know, Michael Stipe and that band go up on stage every night and have that perfect balance of being a great band. Not too perfect sounding, you know, in terms of the way that what they're doing, it's like it's still a rock band, but then also being wonderful performers and entertaining the crowd and being cocky, and, you know, and kind of playing up a little bit every now and again.
That's me in the corner. That's me in the spot.
R.E.M. is de band die alle leden van Editors noemen als een grote inspiratiebron. Vanwege hun muziek natuurlijk.
Always a reference point for us, you know. Guitar sounds and just songs, you know. Beautiful songs.
Maar ook vanwege hoe ze omgaan met de band. En hoe ze het al zo lang, al meer dan 30 jaar, volhouden. Ja, inmiddels zijn ze uit elkaar, maar toen ging het echt al 30 jaar heel erg goed. Ook door de moeilijke periodes.
You know, they've taken decisions and gone through bad times as well in the band, you know, dealt with a member leaving.
Een bandlid verliezen, daar weten Editors alles van. Sinds gitarist Chris in 2012 uit de band stapte. En dat was geen makkelijke tijd. De maanden voor Chris' vertrek worstelde de band al met nieuw materiaal.
I think in some ways we were mourning it whilst we were still trying to make it work together. That was when it was hard, when it was like really just... Yeah. We were still rehearsing as a four piece when we were all there. And then it was just like, oh, this isn't very good anymore, guys.
Wat was er misgegaan? Even terug naar 2009, toen het derde album uitkwam, In This Light and On This Evening. Het was een meer elektronische plaat die ze opnamen met hulp van de legendarische producer Flood. Flood is de man achter de meeste albums van U2. En ook Depeche Mode.
He's a legend, and we love him to bits. He's totally got the same sense of humour as all of us. You know, he's cynical, sarcastic, grumpy old man. He's an old man, and we loved him. And to have him, he was kind of part of the band, wasn't he? He was like part of our, like, you know, sonic adventure.
Bij album nummer 3 ging de samenwerking met Flood fantastisch. Editors wilden een iets andere sound, iets wat paste bij hun groeiende bekendheid en de steeds groter wordende zalen waar ze optraden. En Flood was de man die ze zochten.
Decisions, but when we make records, we don't really care about what we've done previously. You know, stylistically, we just do whatever feels right with the tunes. And I think, you know, we could have designed our four records to sound more similar to each other. But if we'd have done that, I don't know if we'd be sat here anyway. So.
Toegegeven, de fans van het eerste uur moesten wel een beetje wennen aan het nieuwe geluid, maar het was eigenlijk precies wat Editors nodig hadden om echt een grote stadion act te worden.
It kicks like a sleep twitch.
So the song with Papillon, I remember that on our third record, which now, you know, if we didn't play, people would feel shortchanged, but that certainly took a year and a half, like till it, like people, you know. Now it's like a, you know, a high point of the set, really. Eat Raw Meat, that song, you know, that took a couple of years before people really enjoyed it, and you know, we play it differently. You know, Ed plays it with a full kit, and. So now it's a big rock song now.